Podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. This is the Wasson Fitness audio experience, where we go deep about upgrading your fitness, exercise, and mindset. I'm your host, Jason Wasson, and I'm the head coach and owner of the Power Femme Challenge program. Welcome to our show. What's up, guys? Coach Jason here. It is Friday. It's a beautiful day. Love summer, man. It can get like 20 degrees hotter and we'll still be super happy about this. Just love being outside. Love enjoying the beautiful weather. And I don't know. It's just like something about the sun makes me happy. But so what I want to talk to you guys about today a little bit is about holding on and how holding on to some things gonna fuck your day up. And it sucks because we don't want to let go of the past. We don't want to let go of a lot of things that have served us in certain different ways. A lot of times the things that serve us in the past are things that we think make us happy, things that ultimately didn't really serve us because they put us in the pit that we're in right now. Quick metaphor. I love car metaphors. It's really easy. Everybody can kind of relate to them. Imagine like falling out of a car and like trying to hold on to the door as it's dragging you down the road. Right? So you fall out of your car. Maybe it's not your car. Maybe you get pushed out of your car. I don't know. But you're holding on to the door as it's dragging you down the road. And it's just ripping your skin off. It's ripping your clothes off. It's ripping your skin off. It's cutting you up. And then by the time it's too late, you let go by the time it's too late, right? So when you let go, you might get a little bit more of a bump on your head. You're gonna roll for a little bit while longer, but ultimately the damage is gonna stop. This kind of comes back to letting go of things that don't serve us. Things that don't serve us are like, if you're trying to take care of yourself and you're trying to lose weight and you keep hanging out with the same group of people that likes to go out and drink all weekend, and you see them putting on pounds, and you have a good time with them, they're your friends and they're fun, but what's going to end up happening is they're going to keep dragging you down. They're going to keep dragging you down the road. They're going to keep tearing your clothes up. They're going to keep ripping your skin off your body. And ultimately, guys, they're going to end up destroying you. And look, I'm not telling you to get rid of your friends. I'm not telling you that's what you need to do. But maybe you need to scale back the time you spend with them. If you want to make a change, a positive change in your life, you need to have the people closest to you be who you want to be, or be on the path to where you want to be. We are the sum of the five people closest to us in this world. So if the closest people to you in this world go out and drink, eat all kinds of crazy greasy fried food, don't work out, don't take care of themselves, don't take care of the ones closest to them. And when I say take care of themselves, I mean mentally and physically, or physically and mentally, because mentally is just as important. If you don't take care of yourself mentally, even if you do have a great change, even if you do have a transformation, even if you lose 50, 75, 100 pounds, but you don't fix yourself mentally, you're gonna fall right back down. You're gonna fall back into this pit. You're gonna fall and fall and fall. And then you're gonna say, hey, I've done this before, I can do it again. So you're gonna pick yourself up and you're gonna do it again. And then you're going to fall because you never fix yourself mentally. And you're gonna continue this yo-yo cycle, and you're gonna continue to up, down, up, down. Depression, anxiety, happy, full of life. Depression, anxiety, happy, cycle of life. And guys, I want to tell you, it does not have to be like that. You just have to make that mental shift. When you let go of your stories, when you let go of the things in your past that have brought you down, when you let go of the things that are holding you back, you will then begin to have transformation. So what I'm asking of you guys today, what are the stories that are holding you back? What is keeping you down? What are the things that you need to let go of so you can have a permanent shift in your life, so you can have that lasting change, so you can lose the weight permanently for good and still feel good inside? Because there's nothing worse than having that transformation and still feeling empty inside. Because if you're still empty inside, you're going to find something to fill that emptiness up with. And it could be food again. It could be beer. It could be liquor. It could be anything that you want to help give you that mental shift, that little bit of hit of dopamine, where that usually comes from things that are quick, that quick fix. You're going to get a hit of dopamine, you're going to get a little rush. All these little rushes are going to say, oh, this is what I need to do to feel better again. But you're not going to feel better again. You're just going to continue to fall back into that pit. Whether you lose 5 pounds or 50 pounds or 100 pounds. And when you fall back in that pit, you're going to put it all right back on. So guys, what are the stories you're holding on to? What are you letting go of today? What are you going to commit to? What is it, July 20th? Summer's like more than halfway over. Summer's halfway over, guys. We got less than a month left. Or we got a month and 10 days left. So what are you gonna let go of? What are you gonna commit to let go of today? Post up in the comment section below, guys. I wanna know what you're gonna let go of today. Is there somebody that's holding you down? Is there something that you're doing that's keeping you back? Is there something that you're doing in your life? Or something that's in your life that's keeping you back? My car is 20 years old. It's keeping me back a little bit. I'm pushing it down the road. It gets the job done. It's not super nice. It's okay. It serves me. I don't have to put a lot of work into it. So that's good. But is your 20-year-old car serving you? Or are you putting more money into it than it's worth? Does that make sense, guys? That's like a metaphor. It's kind of like really, you know, out there a little bit. But is it serving you, or is it something you need to kick on down the road? Is all that fried food in your fridge serving you, or is it just making you hungrier? You eat a little bit of it, then you eat a little bit more, you eat a little bit more. Before you know it, your portion that was supposed to serve 4 people served just yourself. So guys, post up in the comments below. If you had some revelations today, I'm sorry, I can't talk. I'm still waking up. If you had some revelations today from this quick chat, if you've thought of things that you might need to let go of, things that aren't serving you, let me know. Post up in the comments. Guys, have a lovely, lovely fucking weekend. It's beautiful out. I want you guys to get out of the house, go take a walk. Go take a hike with the family. Just go out and live a little. Is that TV show holding you back? Is Game of Thrones holding you back? I don't know. I don't know what the hell's on. I know Game of Thrones is only sometimes, but look, is that TV show holding you back? Is that like one of those things where you wake up in the morning and you're like, yeah, I got my show's on tonight. And then you miss out on going out and having an experience and making your own experience instead of now you're living through somebody else's fake experience, story experience. What's your story? When are you guys gonna let go of your stories? Talk soon, guys. Have a great fucking weekend.